Support for KNKX comes from UW Professional and Continuing Education, offering certificates, degrees, courses, and specializations to help update skills or prepare for a new field. UWPCE offers opportunities to learn from anywhere. Applications are now open. More information at pce.uw.edu.
All right, well, welcome, everyone. Thanks for being here in Studio X, KNKX. Samantha Fish is an in-demand guitarist and a singer at the top of her game. She seems to be everywhere that there are guitars. Her 2023 release, Death Wish Blues with Jesse Dayton, earned a Grammy nomination for Contemporary Blues Album. She was on the cover of Guitar World, toured with Slash's Serpent Festival, opened for the Rolling Stones, and played at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival. That's a lot of guitars. She's released 12 albums since she started recording in 2009 and has been nominated for numerous awards from the Blues Foundation, Blues Blast, Living Blues, Independent Blues. So yes, too many to count. And she's in Seattle to perform tonight at the Crocodile. We're very lucky to have her in the studio today, Samantha Fish. Yes.
Thank you. So this is a song I wrote for an album called The Belle of the West a few years back. Kind of our Americana North Mississippi meets Nashville record, you know.
Mistaking my big talk for the truth, and there's no one left for me to take it out on. I revel in a spin down to the bottom. I push you out to the unknown, but troubled heart to feel at home, and babe, I need you more than you'll ever know. I know that hopeful troubadour, he gave his all, but they needed more. I know the lonely ain't the lowest thing to be. So baptized by fire, compromise. I'm busy chasing my own high. Sometimes when I look in the mirror, I'm still a long way out. And there's no one left for me to take it out on. I revel in the spin down to the bottom. Home, and babe, I need you. troubled heart, take to feel it home. And babe, I need you more than you'll ever know. Said I need you more than you'll ever know. Babe, I need you more than you'll ever know.
I'm gonna ditch half of this jacket. All right, well, this is an old school blues number by Charlie Patton. It's called Jim Lee Blues Part 1. I don't know Part 2. All right, here we go.
Well, some 40 miles or more, yeah. You know, I think I heard that big Jim Lee blow. Ah, he blow. Well, so lonesome, you know, like he wasn't gonna blow no more. You know, he blow like my baby was getting on board.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
So you're working with Cedric Burnside? Is he's opening for you?
He's on the tour. It's part of the Shake 'Em On Down tour, which is the second year that we've done this tour. Last year, it was Eric Johansson, John Spencer, who produced Jesse and I's record, Death Wish yeah. Blues, and then Jesse and I. And this year, it's John Spencer, Cedric Burnside, and then us. And I don't know, it's a really cool tour because these two guys together, I mean, really, it's like if you were into Hill Country music yeah. and Arl Burnside, their connection,
yeah.
you know, it's a pretty cool thing to be a part of.
He was sitting in that exact chair a few months ago. Cedric came in yeah. just by himself. So it was a great session.
He's an incredible performer. It's been really, you know, it's going to be a really fun tour.
Yeah. This is the first night of the tour?
Second
night. Yeah. Okay. So just getting working things out.
We got everything bad out last night. Now it's smooth sailing. So we're working it out.
So let's start. I've got a couple of things I want to chat with you about. I read that you fell in love with music by attending live shows in your hometown of Kansas City. Who were some of the people that you would go to see?
I mean, honestly, it was like Kansas City is such a rich musical town. You know, it's really well known for blues and jazz. And I came up kind of in the local scene and finding out about the local bands there and then the regional bands that would come through. Knuckleheads was a bar I'd go to a lot. Uh-huh. Great music venue where I spent a lot of time. But as far as like acts coming through, you know, I'd met Cedric in Clarksdale, so just bringing that back into it, but he would come through occasionally, like Tab Benoit, another guitarist named Mike Zito get me up to play sometimes. You know, just really kind of the contemporary blues scene, and they also had a lot of like country acts come through as well. So I don't know, country, blues, rock and roll, the big three, right? For guitar, I don't know. I learned a lot in that place. And I met a lot of cool people that I'm still connected to. So you never know, you know.
So, and I also read that, is this true that you started out as a drummer?
Yeah.
So.
Bad drummer, but it's fine.
How did you make the transition to being a guitarist and singer then?
Well, my dad played guitar, and all his friends played guitar. So I came up around it. My sister was playing guitar. So everybody around me was playing guitar. The last thing I wanted to do was pick up a guitar. I was going to be different and play the drums. And I loved playing the drums, but I think because I picked them, I started doing it at like 13 and I had lessons every week and it became like this chore, like discipline, you know, 13 to 15. It was just another thing. I was like, oh, got to do this today. And, I mean, I still love it now, but I found the guitar kind of on my own. I just started picking it up and learning it at my own pace, and I just fell in love with it. But
so self-taught guitarist.
Pretty much, you know. I mean, I picked up a few things from my dad, a couple, you know, guitar players along the way. I'd be like, what is that? You know, show me that. And then you take it, you internalize it, and you just play enough to where it starts to make sense.
So who are some of the guitarists that inspired you then?
Freddie King. Ah. It's all who I had DVDs of, really. Angus Young, I had the Live at Donington with AC/DC. Mike Campbell.
Yeah.
From Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Yeah. You know, early influences. I mean, I think as a guitar player, Stevie Ray Vaughan's like perks your ears a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I started getting into blues, you know. I mean, Freddie King was one of the first like electric players. I really was like, wow, I want to do that, you know. But I liked Hubert Sumlin. And then I liked Charlie Patton. I got into Delta Blues.
Oh, wow.
And then I found, you know, that I liked the Fat Possum roster because it kind of felt like rock and roll to me, you know, mixed like really rooted in the blues. And you know, so Arl Burnside, Junior Kimbrough, and North Hill Country type musicians, you know.
Yeah. So well, how about singers then? What are some of the singers that you were inspired by early on?
I like soul singers.
Yeah.
You know, Aretha, I like Etta James, I like Otis Redding. Everybody who I can't sing like, but I aspire to, you know. I mean, I set a really high bar early on, like, you know, a little kid trying to figure out how to sing some Aretha songs. But, you know, just anything with, like, passion and feeling and soul, heart, you know, to me that's the music I want to play.
Yeah. So did you have any particular mentors or were you just kind of on your own?
I mean, yeah, I had people along the way, like, really give me good guidance. I think the first person who really helped kick down a door for me, I met Mike Zito. You know, he introduced me to Roof Records and got me involved with the Blues Caravan, and he ended up producing my first two records. And then he introduced me to my manager, Ruben. So then Ruben is also a great mentor, you know. Music business is, it's multifaceted. I mean, there's the creative side of it, and then there's the business side. So I've had great mentors on both sides.
Mm, yeah, important. Yeah. So I was wondering, do you identify with any women guitarists like Memphis Minnie or
Absolutely.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe or
Absolutely.
Bonnie Raitt? Does that speak to you? Does their music
of course, yeah.
reach out? It does. I mean,
I have
still
a white SG.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, come on. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, now there's more information and
yeah.
representation than even when I was a young, you know, young girl learning how to play guitar. But yeah, I mean, I loved Bonnie and Susan and, you know, Memphis Minnie. I got into Jesse May Hemphill
mm-hmm.
as part of the Hill Country.
Yeah, sure.
Blues and, yeah.
Yeah, one of the tunes that I play on the radio is one of the ones you did with Lightning Malcolm, Poe Black Maddie. Is that
yeah.
yeah, that's a Hill Country tune.
Totally.
Yeah,
yeah,
one of the standards.
So many versions of that song out there, but, you know, everybody has a spin on it. That's ours.
Right. So, well, I want to ask you about that. I saw you perform that live at Nectar Lounge in like 2018 or something, and it was yeah. a showstopper. It was like the high point of the show. It was like, I put a spell on you. It was like, it's a great song to begin with, but... And so you just released a new single, a live single.
Yeah.
Is that going to lead to a live album, you think?
Oh, that's the funny. You know, I really want to put out a live record. It's just timing, you know?
Yeah.
Music business stuff. It's timing. I think there's plenty of live recordings out there for us to put together something great. But, you know, I'd really like to capture something after the next studio album with the new music on it because I don't know. I'm always thinking like down the road, that'll be the time yeah. to capture it, you know.
Well, I guess it'll happen and it's
it will.
When it's
supposed
to.
Absolutely, it's going to come around at some point.
So I just got another question or two and then
sure.
we'll let you do your thing. So you started out as more of a blues artist, not completely blues. But blues is full of kind of like these preset, you know, kind of forms.
Yeah.
So how did you work into that and then change it? Is there a process that you can describe about that?
Well, I mean, I feel like when I was first coming up in Kansas City, I felt like, you know, there were so many opportunities to jam, quote unquote, you know, go out and sit in. And you had to learn the songs within the tradition and learn the styles, like especially Kansas City, obsessed with the shuffle. Obsessed, you know, there's like
yeah.
different types of Kansas City shuffles and, you know, so I wanted to learn stuff within the form because then you have the opportunity to improvise within that and work out your dynamics. And really, I think guitar soloing, especially within the blues, it's about expressing something, telling a story. And there's just a lot of room to kind of create as you go. You know, it's not like a set, you know, it's not a set solo. And then for me, I love songwriting. So when I started writing songs, I started writing stuff with hooks, you know. I still feel like it's rooted in the blues. Just throw some changes in there, you know?
Right.
Because I
made it your own.
Well, I'm influenced by rock and roll and soul music and country music and pop music and, you know. As much as I do have songs that kind of fit the standard, you know, like the 1-4-5 format, I also like to, you know, venture out and write a pop hook every once in a while and... You know, see how many genres you can mix into a song. It's kind of fun. So, yeah.
Yeah, well said. Okay, well, thank you so much for letting us into your world a little bit.
Yeah.